This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel.
Hey everybody, Carm here. Aftermarket Weekly shop tour in town, local, West Seneca, New York. Let's go in and see my buddy Scott Belzer, Park Ridge Auto Care, Inc. Hey Scott, how are you,
Carm?
Man?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Welcome to Park Ridge Auto Care.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. In the prep, we were chatting about how long have we known each other?
It's been a while, probably 20, at least 25 years.
25, don't say anything more than that.
No.
Because everybody thinks I'm a whole lot younger than I am. used to be a customer of mine.
Yes.
We're here at Felzer's. You bought the place in 2008.
Correct.
Been working here since 2001.
Yep.
It's home.
Technician turned shop owner.
Yeah, wow, cool. Great story. Nice place. We can't wait to tell you about this nice facility. But what's even better is that this episode is going to be all about Scott's vision of remodeling this front area, the office and the customer showrooms. Let's do a timeout and give a high five to our great sponsor, Dorman.
Dorman Products has become an incredible engine for innovation. They are constantly bringing new replacement parts to the automotive industry, and they routinely release tens of thousands of parts across all different categories. Now, why did they do all of this? To enable technicians the freedom to fix their customers' cars and trucks. To do this, Dorman has dedicated teams focused on different aspects of the vehicle to ensure that they are meeting the needs of the aftermarket. Although a lot of their parts are reverse engineering of original equipment, they also redesign and redefine solutions such as their loaded knuckles or programmable electronic power steering rack. Dorman has invested in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
Okay, so we're back. Thanks again, Dorman. We are going to talk about Scott's vision for the remodel and the change. So I'm going to sit back and learn. So customer waiting room, what's going to happen here?
Well, we're looking to not expand, but just utilize the space a little bit more, updated times.
Tighten it up?
Updated times,
tighten
per se. We're looking to put a half wall here with a customer coffee bar. There is a refrigerator here now that's going to go incorporated into that. And then this space over here, we're looking to almost do away with, expand it out a little bit, just to give myself and my service advisor a little more space.
I got to stop and ask you a question. I love the refrigerators. There isn't a top shop that I know that doesn't have a beverage
Correct.
Center. By the way, that's Morgan behind the counter. Do customers ask, can I have, or do they know that it's free?
A lot of them ask, like, how much for it? And I'm like, no, okay.
So people ask for how much. And I've often thought complimentary would be a cool word to put on a cooler
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Instead of just having it be there and put the customer in an embarrassing moment yes. to say, can I have a Pepsi or a water? And, of course, we say, sure.
Sure, help yourself.
Sure, help yourself.
Definitely.
So, okay, cool. Wall, coffee bar. Yeah.
Coming into this area. We're looking to expand or knock down this wall to open this whole space up. It does have a drop ceiling, which I don't know if you see in the frame, but it's going to lift up this ceiling a little bit,
yeah.
give us a little bit more height. And then this area here is going to go away. And that door that is behind Morgan, we're going to put that as a window so the guys can communicate with Morgan during the day. And then have the focus over here. With another door going.
I see
to the
door is going to come over here. Interestingly enough, Scott's office is on display, as you can see right through the.
It's like an old doctor's
yeah.
window, a check-in window.
Yeah, I know.
Years ago.
And okay, so you're there, and you're as close to what's going on here. So you're helping Morgan out.
Yes.
When there's some heavy overflow.
But we want to sort of be next to each other. Have my office in the back, which is another space in the back that we're going to try to revamp a little bit.
Yeah.
But we can actually. Work together, I think, if we have the counter space, you know, a little bit more elaborate.
I have to say, it's so clean. It's tight. I get the whole tightness, and a lot of places you see, there's a you know, it's a bigger, more kiosk-y kind of atmosphere going on.
Yes.
But I guess it would be nice to get the coffee pot
off,
you know, off and into a different place.
Yep.
You were telling me that you lease, so you got to work with the landlord on this to a point. But the challenge that I think we're all having, be it kitchens and bathrooms or even this
any kind of remodel, or, you know, to find a contractor is getting hard, and find a good one, you know, that can do the work right the first time is getting, it's very challenging.
And so here's something ironic. The guy who owns his building's a contractor.
Yeah. Kitchen and bath. He does kitchen and baths for a living, but he doesn't do the work himself. He also has to find contractors that subcontract with
him. I see. So he's so he contracts out. So
correct.
Even if he found you someone, you're still going to have to wait.
Yes.
Is this thing sketched out? Because conceptually, I know you know what you want to do, but does someone literally have to draw this out? Or
when we do change the spot, we want to make some upgrades to the space. We have a window air conditioner. We want to put central air in. You know, the furnace is, you know, needs to be updated, things of that nature.
This is a pretty big investment.
You're
dealing in mechanicals, infrastructure, and image.
Correct.
And of course, a much more private place.
And we want to do right. We want to do it right the first time. And we're trying to, you know, on a daily basis, try to envision what's going to happen. You know, so maybe in the future, when we get this done, you could come back and do another.
Write that on the calendar, Trace. In fact, we're coming back in exactly 6 months, Scott.
Perfect.
You see, we talk about having accountability partners, right?
Yeah,
we've just gone on, just gone on record, my friend. Can we see what's going on in the office? And the reason that I want to come in the office and see, of course, Scott on display for everyone to see, look at the community that exists. I mean, tell me about it.
Well, this started back even when I was a technician. Park Ridge at that time was a sponsor, you know, for the local baseball team that I did coach. So from all the way from 07 up till about 2018, we've been sponsoring and helping the community. And it just pays huge dividends to us and our customers, because it, one hand, you know, helps the other. It's the community base. They respect us. They trust us to do the work on their vehicles. So it's a great partnership with for everybody.
Great. Trace, come over here and get a picture of that, the Independent Professional Auto Service Group logo. Scott's in this group, and I'm in the group with them. I'm honored to be an associate member, because I know just about everybody there. And breakfast meetings, what, once a month?
Yeah,
we get together at 6:15 in the morning, which means we have to get up at what, 5 something?
It is a long day, but
it's a long day.
It does help.
So glad to see. What else should we know?
Right behind where Tracy is standing, that's going to be the door into the shop. Eventually, we're going to knock that wall out,
frame it out,
and that's where the technicians will come up to meet with us and, you know, communicate.
So Morgan's going to have a little bit more room,
correct,
on this angle. Before we go in do the shop tour, let's talk about what we call tchotchke in the industry. And when I came in, I looked at this container down there that said new car scent. I picked it up and I was curious, does Scott sell air freshener stuff? And the answer is no.
We do not.
He does not.
It's all image, all branding. We've tried to do that for ever since I started here back in 2008.
Customers just come in and says, hey, I ran out, I need another one.
They usually
do. And they just come in for it. And what else do they... Oh, so here, tell me the story about this item right here.
So these here, a lot of people don't know what they are, but they're actually hand sanitizers. They're mobile. You put them in your pocket. You're at a restaurant. You're in a supermarket. You take them out. You spray them. It does have actually a pretty nice scent. But before COVID actually hit back in 19 and early 20, March of 20, where everything got shut down in New York, people were coming in and telling us that we needed to lock those up because there was probably going to be a shortage, which there was. So it all came true, and now everything's, you know, sort of back to normal, if you want to call it.
I find that fascinating. You were on the cutting edge of hand sanitizer.
I was. Super. I could see. I could predict the future.
It's so convenient. It's so nice. It's easy to get to.
Yeah.
So clever.
And they're refillable, too. So our customers, if they want to come back.
Park Ridge everywhere.
Correct.
You got magnetic clips
that do go flying. They have a really tough spring on them and a really tough magnet. People are sitting in their living room at night, and they go for a bag of chips, and they see our logo, and that reminds them to give us a call for that oil change. Or
the bag of chip clip.
Isn't it great?
Oh, my God, I love it.
So it all works.
Cool. Thanks for giving us a little behind the scenes here in the office in the customer facility. Yeah. And we're going to go and get a tour of the shop.
Perfect.
Hey, before we go in the shop, you know, soapbox time for CARM, talking about education, interns, apprentices. You need to hear the story from Scott about an apprentice that he has in the back that is no longer going to stay in the industry. But that's kind of cool because he figured out that he doesn't want this, right?
Yeah, it is. So he came to us from a friend, from a mutual friend, still in high school. So he's trying to find his way. But I took him on as an intern, and he came after a couple months here. He said, I'm not looking to do, you know, mechanical auto tech. He wants to turn his focus somewhere else. But we're going to try to retain him, teach him the everyday stuff. You know, he's only 17, so he needs direction, and that's a good thing. So he shows up, he's here for a couple hours a day. You know, we pay him, actually, you know, for doing stuff. He might be sweeping the floors, taking out garbage, but he's here, and it's good to see the youth is looking to do stuff.
Well, he's got a job, number one. It's good to have someone like that here, but he told you it's not going to be his first choice. Correct. He's going to do something, I think you said physical therapy.
Correct.
But you know what? This person could come back to you in 5 years.
Yeah, you don't know.
And say, listen,
good cycle.
I tried it.
Yep. Physical therapy is a tough
customers
field.
Customers are terrible. Yeah. I'd rather work on cars.
And it's very expensive, too. Very expensive, so.
It's very expensive. Anyway, yeah. Let's go see the shop.
Perfect.
How many bays? Six?
Six bays.
Four working lifts and alignment.
Alignments.
It's a busy place.
We get the great airflow in the summertime here in Buffalo. It does really get hot in Buffalo sometimes. A little chilly today, but it's good to have the doors open.
You know, we talk about Buffalo and kid about our weather. We always get this lake effect snow at the end of Lake Erie. But I think this is one of those years where we're going to go from spring to summer.
Yeah, real quick.
Correct. I love what's going on.
This is our
Does
schedule.
That change all the time, or is
that's
it always?
That's our daily schedule, so that will change, obviously, a daily basis.
Yeah. Everyone can see what's going on.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Do you still keep a toolbox here or not?
We do. That's my house.
That's yours?
Yep.
Wow.
Here's our little board that we just implemented probably about 2 months ago. So guys know what's going on for the month. We got some birthdays. We had two birthdays last month and a birthday this month, plus some holidays coming up too. So.
Beautiful.
And Mother's. Don't forget Mother's Day.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
I better go shopping. Is this new returns and cores and
correct.
Stuff?
Correct. Yep. Parts.
Managing.
We try to label them, keep them organized.
It's a full-time job.
It is. Back and forth and the cores and the returns and the new stuff and the warranty. Daily chore.
What's back here?
This is our parts or mechanical room. Just the basic stuff. We don't have to stock a lot because we have a parts store that's literally a stone's throw away next to us that we've been partnered with for probably about 30 years. You should know.
I should know.
Yes.
So the question, you're going to take a portion of this room
correct.
To get back
this
to
is, this
service.
Is where Tracy was standing on the other side.
Okay. All
this
right.
is going to become a door. This is going to be the entrance from the shop so we can sort of seclude everybody.
I don't want to say it's a small shop, but it's not. Because if this thing was laid out long, it would look huge.
It would.
So it's square. It's compact. You do a hell of a business and a great volume. Yeah. I mean, God, think of the years you've been here, the clientele
correct.
That you have.
Yep.
What a great business you have.
The building's been here since 1985. It stood the test of time. It's a great location. That's what they say in business, location, location, location. And we have probably about 60,000 cars or so pass us every day.
Yeah, this is one busy road, major entrance to a north. Is it north-south? I would call it a north-south.
We have a business complex right down the street from us. We get a lot of return customers from that. There's a throughway entrance less than a quarter mile away from us as well.
Yeah, a lot going on
there is.
In this market. It's a great community.
We don't turn away waiters, and I know a lot of people that don't, but we have the accommodations to do that. We have a great waiting room. We have a restaurant, two restaurants next to us. We have an ice cream place across the street in the summertime. It's a win-win for everybody. And we just purchased a loaner car too. So
tell me about that.
Well, it's something that I think is going to benefit our business. We'd like to get more than one, but this is a step in the right direction. So if we have a vehicle, as per the car that's on the lift right now, we're waiting for parts. I could just have that customer take our loaner car. He can have it for a day or two, and it would help our business immensely.
This is the version of the hot rods we used to have when we were
kids.
It
is. This is a turbo STI Subaru. We work on all makes and models. Everything from Subarus to Mercedes, Hondas, and your domestics, your Chevy and Fords.
Any recent piece of equipment purchase?
This lift is brand new. We try to stay current on all our equipment. We have switched to all rotary lifts except for the one that you're standing next to. This is a scissor lift drive-on, which we've had for about 6 years. So this used to be a two-lift shop, believe it or not.
You've got oil piped out?
We do.
Two different weights?
Yep. And then we have our full synthetics in drums.
What did you think of the episode we did on full synthetics?
It was intriguing to see if people are going from...
Is this market ready for that?
I don't know if we're ready for it because we're still working on like 2005 vehicles, you know, that don't have that full synthetic, you know, and people don't want to spend that money. So we still do carry both the All right. full synthetic and, you know, the conventional oil.
Great tour. Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for your friendship.
We'll see you in six months.
Great business. We'll be back. 6 months, see the remodel.
Perfect.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.